Yes, and many is the time when, after the severest uninterrupted labors which know no night, continuing straight through for 96 hours, when from the boat, where they have swelled their wrists with all day rowing on the line, they only step to the deck to carry vast chains and heave the heavy windlass and cut and slash, yea, and in their very sweatings to be smoked and burned anew by the combined fires of the equatorial sun and the equatorial tri-works. When, on the heels of all this, they have finally bestirred themselves to cleanse the ship and make a spotless dairy room of it, many is the time the poor fellows, just buttoning the necks of their clean frocks, are startled by the cry of, "There she blows!" and away they fly to fight another whale, and go through the whole weary thing again. Oh, my friends, but this is man-killing! Yet this is life, for hardly have we mortals, by long toilings, extracted from this world's vast bulk its small but valuable sperm, and then with weary patience cleansed ourselves from its defilements, and learned to live here in clean tabernacles of the soul. Hardly is this done when, there she blows, the ghost is spouted up, and away we sail to fight some other world, and go through young life's old routine again. Oh, the metempsychosis! Oh, Pythagoras, that in bright Greece 2,000 years ago did die, so good, so wise, so mild! I sailed with thee along the Peruvian coast last voyage, and, foolish as I am, taught thee, a green, simple boy, how to splice a rope.